some mills felt left out today that they were not able to have their input into this, but I assured them that any information that comes down, we'd be happy to travel along with the bill. Is that correct?
For the record, I presume you're opposed?
I would assume so, but I didn't ask. I just know that they felt left out.
Our apologies if they did. The object today was just to get the issue on the table in the legislature and to find out where the battle lines were being drawn. If there's anything to fight over, that's an entirely different question. I'd like to ask Mr. Barnes of NSTAR that if there isn't $185 million forthcoming from the state, is your project still feasible? Are you going to go ahead with it?
Maybe I could have answered from back there. The answer is no. The pipeline project to bring gas to Fairbanks is a missing link. Just as if you said, were to say, if you had to recover the cost of the electrical intertie that exists between Anchorage and Fairbanks today, if you had to recover that from the electrical users in Fairbanks, could they have built the intertie? And the answer to that was no. It could not. That project could not have been built. It wouldn't be feasible on its own. So this is, we brought this project up because of we looked at the proposed uses of the Rail Belt Energy Fund, none of which materially would have affected the consumer. I've listened to a number of people talk about how it affects different businesses around the state. Very little discussion about how it will affect the consumer. I suppose at another time I'm going to have a chance to talk with House Research about the savings that they came up with. They used different assumptions, apparently, than we did. And we used a computer model that has been developed over about 10 years to come up with the savings and the economics of that project. And I was very much surprised to see their findings at the level they did today. But the short answer is that project cannot be built without the state very heavily being involved in the construction of that piece of infrastructure.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Barnes. Okay, this is the first stop of a long process. There are three other committees of referral in the Senate. It goes from here to the Judiciary Committee, to the Resources Committee, then the Judiciary Committee, and then the Finance Committee. I think it's a significant enough question so that each of the committees should have as much opportunity as possible to make their own judgments. So while I don't necessarily support the legislation as it's in front of us today, I think it probably be in the best interest of the issue that we forward the legislation to the next committee referral. Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. Chairman, if you are willing, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill number 417 be moved out of committee with individual recommendations.
Any objections? So done. Senator
Fahrenkamp. Mr. Chairman, I would move that Senate Bill 418 be moved out of committee with individual recommendations.
Any objections? So done. Any other business come before the committee? Senate Labor and Commerce adjourned.